Kevin, Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Two announcements which brought some much needed good news yesterday received coverage on the front of two of today's papers. The ECB rate cut of 0.25%, which will immediately result in a reduction in tracker rate mortgages, generates the lead story in the Irish Times. While the Irish Examiner leads with yesterday's announcement by the pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly that it is to invest €1.6 billion in its facilities in Cork and Limerick. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the prospect that the €1,000 fuel allowance, which is currently available to those over 70, will be extended to include anyone over the age of 66 in the upcoming budget. Comments made by Micheál Martin, in which he said that the Irish justice system failed Sophie Toscan du Plantier, are covered on the front of the Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mirror. Speaking at the launch of journalist Senan Maloney's book, which outlines the case against Ian Bailey, which never went to court in Ireland, the Taoiseach said that following the outcome of a cold case review, there may be room for further examination of the broader situation. Still, images of inmates in Mountjoy Prison taking part in a rap video, which has been posted on YouTube, are carried on the front of the Irish Daily Star. And the FAI features in the lead story in today's Irish Sun, which reports that the association was left red-faced after some badly translated names were carried on Tuesday's match programme for Ireland's under-21 game against Latvia. Robert the Liar and Bruno the Black were two of the incorrectly translated names carried on the match programme. An FAI spokesperson is quoted apologising for the error and saying that a review of their programme production process is already underway. The Irish News leads with the case at Belfast Crown Court yesterday, which found former Christian Brother and school principal, 88-year-old Paul Dunleavy, guilty of 36 sexual offences. A newly published report by the Northern Ireland Public Services Ombudsman, which detailed how a man who suffered five strokes in a week was given a painkiller by one GP and diazepam by another, are carried on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. The two GPs have been criticised for failing to detect that the patient who complained twice about arm numbness and a trailing leg had in fact suffered multiple strokes. There's a picture of Mary Lou MacDonald on the front of today's Mail, which reports on the interview the Sinn Féin leader did on Ireland AM on Virgin Media, in which she revealed that her husband, Martin Lanigan, had to be treated in hospital in France after becoming unwell when they were on holiday last September. And finally, there's a picture story in today's Examiner showing what Owen English describes as one of the most complex and costly graffiti removal jobs ever undertaken in Cork City. A large crane had to be used to hoist four workers in a crate and put them in position to begin work on a section of a listed building on Grand Parade, which is used by the Crawford College of Art and Design. A safety boat also had to be used during the operation to remove the graffiti from the southern facade of the building, which overlooks the River Lee. English reports that it's thought that to gain access to such an inaccessible section of the building, the taggers must have climbed onto a roof and then suspended themselves over the edge of it before spray painting the initials ESDK onto its facade.
Fiona, thank you for that.